These races are probably the quietest ever to take place at Miller Motorsports Park in Tooele. But the crowd is no less enthusiastic. Jonathan Sanders from Missouri University of Science and Technology won Saturday's drag race. His ride, Kronos, looks a bit like a black kidney bean with a bicycle wheel.
It's probably the most aerodynamic, or in the top three most aerodynamic bikes here. It's not quite as complicated as some of the others. We went a little bit for the simplistic side of it this year for reliability purposes. We have a very smooth drivetrain, and so far it's working out really well for us.
In fact, Kronos is so aerodynamic that, like a bicycle, it can't remain upright unless in motion. Luckily, Sanders says, there's usually landing gear beneath the seat.
So when we want to start and stop, we are required to do it unassisted, so we have a switch right here. It's off right now due to reduced weight for these races today. But we will flip the switch, and the landing gear will deploy, the doors will open, and we'll be able to stay upright without falling over.
He says they spend the year training on old models from past competitions, adding the most exciting aspect of the challenge is the practical knowledge engineering students gain.
You learn what works, what doesn't, what can actually be built and what can't, versus an engineering student who may not have this experience. Anyone can design a part. Not everyone can exactly design a part that can actually be built.
He says the fact that he's participating in the race, which was organized by the American Society of Mechanical Engineers, gives him a huge advantage in the job market. Mark Archibald is the chair of ASME's Human-Powered Vehicle Challenge. He says the project gives students hands-on experience, but the vehicles also serve a real-world purpose.
Ultimately, the idea is they could be used as an alternative transportation. Tomorrow's race, they actually have to carry some groceries and simulate riding in the real world. Vehicles like this can offer savings in terms of energy consumption, greenhouse gas emission, tremendous savings in cost.
The key to the competition is elegance in design and ingenuity, including presentation, practicality, and safety. He says students often use their own vehicles to get around campus and as models for future projects. Sunday's race is about practical use and endurance. They're packing groceries and crossing over obstacles. An exhausted Steve Aguilar just finished the race. He's an engineering student at California State University in Los Angeles.
How hard was that?
A lot harder than I thought it was going to be, but it wasn't that bad.
Did you prepare for this? Did you work out or do any training?
Not as much as I should have. I probably should have ridden a bike a lot more than this.
Some students were penalized for things like not being able to carry cargo without holding it, but most of their designs made it through the finish line with flying colors. In the end, Missouri S&T senior Jonathan Sanders, who won the speed race on the first day of the challenge, also took the number one spot in the endurance race. 19 colleges and universities took part in the Western Human-Powered Vehicle Challenge. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Whitney Evans for Utah Public Radio.